Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today is a special podcast episode where I take up the Ray Otis Challenge. Something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. If I sound like I'm breathing hard, that's because I'm out on my daily walk. You may hear the birds and the frogs and the crickets and the motorcycles and cars nearby. So hopefully this records well. As far as old, the oldest role-playing game thing I have is memories. I say memories because before I moved to Michigan, in Kansas City, the apartment where we lived had a water leak and my stuff was in storage, and it was in the apartment in the master bedroom closet. Well, it was behind the sink and ran under the living room carpet and into our closet. And all of my stuff was soaked. And all but two of my AD&D manuals were mush. So the memories are the oldest thing I have. The oldest physical thing I have is, of course, my dice. Especially my original dice that the D20s are practically spheres because they chip when you roll them. And I used those for the longest time until I got my game science dice that are 30 plus years old. Something new. Well, the newest thing is having three different Kickstarters come in this week. Power Outage, a superheroes role-playing game for kids. The Kickstarter zine, for which I contributed an article. I got my physical copy of that. What was it that came in today? It was the Swords Over Drift Chapel by Tabletop Terrors. My copy of that came in. So those would be the newest things I have. Plus I boosted my pledge for the final hours of the Exalted Press Kickstarter by Luca Reyes. If you're not in on that, get on that. I decided I wanted all the things. Something borrowed. Well, tons of ideas. Every game I play, every game master I play under, every group of players I lead, I pick up something from it. Everybody has their own way of looking at things and doing things, their own traditions and background. And subconsciously or intentionally, I pick up the ideas they have for running games and the way they do things. I think that's just a natural part of the way role-playing games work, because it's a collaborative experience. You can't help but pick up on what others bring to the table. And I try to focus on the good things and learn from my mistakes to do better. Something blue. Well, the color blue, I imagine spells that deal with cold, water, or various illusion spells. Or, of course, there's blowing yourself up with a fireball cast too close, or blowing up your enemies. A couple different meanings for blue. So this isn't going to be very long because I just wanted to do that real quick. Because those are the things I was thinking about as I listened to other people taking up the challenge. Thank you very much for listening. and game on.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!